Welcome back to the Canada Immigration News Podcast. This is episode 25, and I'm your host, Ryan. We've got some exciting updates to share with you from the world of Canadian immigration. Today, we'll cover the latest from Manitoba, new LMIA processing times, updates on the super visa income requirements, and fresh news from Quebec. Let's dive right in. Segment 1, Manitoba Invitation Rounds. First, let's talk about Manitoba. On June 6, 2024, the province held a new invitation round under the Manitoba Provincial Nominee Program, also known as MPNP. In this round, Manitoba invited a total of 254 candidates. Here are the details. In the Skilled Worker in Manitoba stream, 135 candidates were invited with a minimum score of 834. For the Skilled Workers Overseas stream, 45 candidates received letters of advice to apply. These candidates were invited under the Strategic Recruitment Initiative, with the lowest score being 708 points. Additionally, 74 invitations were issued in the International Education stream. Of these invitations, 35 went to Express Entry candidates. So far this year, Manitoba has issued invitations to 4,495 candidates, with 608 of those being Express Entry candidates. This is great news for skilled workers and international students aiming to make Manitoba their home. Segment 2, New LMIA Processing Times. Next, we have updates from Employment and Social Development Canada, or ESDC. They published new processing times for labour market impact assessment applications, known as LMIAs, on June 5, 2024. If you're an employer or a worker navigating the LMIA process, this is crucial information. Here's the latest. The Global Talent Stream now has a processing time of 7 business days. The Agricultural Stream has increased by 4 days, bringing it to 17 business days. The Seasonal Agricultural Worker Program has seen a decrease in processing time, now at 8 business days, 2 days shorter than before. For the Permanent Resident Stream, the processing time is now 81 business days, a slight increase of 1 day. The High Wage Stream remains at 43 business days, while the Low Wage Stream has increased by 4 days to 50 business days. These changes highlight the importance of staying up to date with LMIA processing times to ensure a smooth application process. Segment 3. Super Visa Income Requirement Update. Moving on, we have an update from IRCC. On June 3, 2024, IRCC updated the minimum income requirement for the Canada Super Visa. The Super Visa allows parents and grandparents of Canadian citizens or permanent residents to stay in Canada for up to 5 years, with a possible 2-year extension. This year, the income requirement increased by approximately 6.8%, a significant rise compared to last year's 3.33% increase. For example, a single-person family unit now needs a minimum gross income of $29,380, up from $27,514 in 2023. This update ensures that sponsors have the financial stability to support their visiting family members. Segment 4, Quebec ARAMA Draws. Lastly, let's talk about Quebec. On June 6, 2024, the Ministry of Immigration, Francisation, and Integration, known as MIFI, published the results of 2 new ARAMA draws. These were the 64th and 65th invitation rounds held in Quebec's online system, ARAMA. On May 23, 2024, MIFI invited 1,350 candidates to apply for a Quebec selection certificate under the Quebec Skilled Worker Program. A week later, on May 30, 2024, the province invited another 1,441 candidates. The minimum scores for these rounds were 593 and 591, respectively. Invited candidates had at least level 7 oral proficiency in French and a valid job offer outside the Montreal metropolitan community. So far in 2024, Quebec has invited 10,783 candidates through regular ARAMA draws, showing the province's commitment to attracting skilled workers to support its economic growth. And that's a wrap for this episode of the Canada Immigration News Podcast. We hope you found these updates helpful. Stay tuned for more news and insights on Canadian immigration. If you have any questions or topics you'd like us to cover, feel free to reach out on our social media channels or through our website. Until next time, this is Ryan signing off. Safe travels and happy immigration.